Eliot says, I think we might divide up all the people in the world into two classes, the complainers and the thankful. Which are you? Which am I? Welcome to Gateway to Joy, helping you find joy in your Christian walk with the Savior today. Here's Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking again today about the Psalms. I know that I have already skipped over some of your favorite Psalms. We were on Psalm 51 yesterday, and I suppose that if you were to be asked what is your favorite Psalm, many of you would say Psalm 23. And I skipped over them on purpose because I assume that most of you know those Psalms. The 23rd says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul." And you can probably repeat the rest of it. I left out Psalm 46, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." And then there's that magnificent Psalm 91. And the language in the King James Version is so beautiful. I don't think anyone could improve on that. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler." And I'll pause here and tell you a little story that my friend Catherine Morgan, who has been a missionary in Colombia for pretty close to 55 years, she told me that a friend of hers in Bogota had been reading the 91st Psalm that day, and she remembered that lovely fourth verse, "He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust." And that day, as she was walking down the street, she was mugged, and she just shouted to the young man, "Get away, get away, I'm covered with feathers." And the man was so utterly nonplussed that he dropped her purse and ran off. You never know what protection you're going to find through memorizing the Psalms. Psalm 91:5, "Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." And right here I'd like to pray. That's the end of that psalm. But as I was reading it, I thought, I should pray for those who are listening. Father, I've just read your words in this beautiful psalm. Thank you for them. Lord, I know nothing of who's listening and who needs the words that I've read, which are inspired by your Holy Spirit. I pray, Lord, that you will suit these words very specifically and personally to many who need them today, and you know exactly who they are. Thank you, Father, that you've given us these words of life, these wonderful, reassuring, comforting, stabilizing, fortifying words. Help us to learn through them to live in your presence. And if there's anyone here who does not know you, anyone listening, who has no idea what all this Christian stuff is about, I pray, Lord, that you will reveal yourself to that person in such a way as to draw them to put their trust in you, to accept the salvation that you offer through Jesus Christ. Because I pray in your name. Amen. I want to encourage you to get hooked on reading a psalm per day. It'll take you a minute or two for many of them. And if that's all the time you have, then read half of a long one. But read them. Reflect on them. Refer to them when all those petulant hows arise in your mind. How can I do this? How can you expect this of me, Lord? How could you let this happen? The Psalms are so earthy, so transparent, and they should deliver us from thinking that we have to speak timidly to God, or that we have to speak in King James English. God sees right through all that sort of posturing. He knows our thoughts before we think them, and he has shown us very plainly, by preserving these heart cries, that we can, that we are free to, that we must be straightforward and honest and transparent with him. So I say to you today, get real. Get real with God. And let me read you another psalm now from Psalm 105. Praise the Lord and pray in his name. Tell everyone what he has done. Sing praises to the Lord. Tell about his miracles. Celebrate and worship his holy name with all your heart. Trust the Lord and his mighty power. Remember his miracles and all his wonders and his fair decisions. You belong to the family of Abraham, his servant. You are his chosen ones, the descendants of Jacob. The Lord is our God, bringing justice everywhere on the earth. Then I'm going to skip a little bit here. This is one of the Psalms that really is a summary of the history of Israel. At the time, there were only a few of us, and we were homeless. We wandered from nation to nation, from one country to another. God did not let anyone mistreat our people. Instead, he protected us by punishing rulers and telling them, "Don't touch my chosen leaders or harm my prophets." God kept crops from growing until food was scarce everywhere in the land. But he had already sent Joseph, sold as a slave into Egypt, with chains of iron around his legs and neck. Joseph remained a slave until his own words had come true, and the Lord had finished testing him. Then the king of Egypt set Joseph free and put him in charge of everything he owned. Joseph was in command of the officials, and he taught the leaders how to use wisdom. Jacob and his family came and settled in Egypt as foreigners. They were the Lord's people, so he let them grow stronger than their enemies. They served the Lord, and he made the Egyptians plan hateful things against them. God sent his servant Moses. He also sent Aaron to his people in Egypt, and they worked miracles and wonders there. Moses and Aaron obeyed God, and he sent darkness to cover Egypt. God turned their rivers into streams of blood, and the fish all died. Frogs were everywhere, even in the royal palace. When God gave the command, flies and gnats swarmed all around. In place of rain, God sent hailstones and flashes of lightning. He destroyed their grapevines and their fig trees, and he made splinters of all the other trees. God gave the command, and more grasshoppers came than could be counted. They ate every green plant. and all the crops that grew in the land of Egypt. Then God took the life of every firstborn son. When God led Israel from Egypt, they took silver and gold, and no one was left behind. The Egyptians were afraid and gladly let them go. God hid them under a cloud and guided them by fire during the night. When they asked for food, he sent more birds than they could eat. God even split open a rock and streams of water gushed into the desert. God never forgot his sacred promise to his servant Abraham. When the Lord rescued his chosen people from Egypt, they celebrated with songs. The Lord gave them the land and everything else the nations had worked for. He did this so that his people would obey all of his laws. Shout praises to the Lord. Shout praises to the Lord as you review your history of God's faithfulness in your life. And use the Psalms. Memorize as many as you can. And may the Lord speak to you through his word, whichever part of the word you happen to be reading at a time. It's inspired by God, and it is profitable for correction, for doctrine, for reproof, and for instruction in righteousness. So I hope we can end with that shout praises to the Lord.
Growing up, Elizabeth Elliot understood that studying the Bible is a vital priority for the Christian life. And ladies, we can also establish a solid foundation for our lives through daily Bible reading and prayer. Join us next time as we think about the eternal truth of God's Word here on Gateway to Joy. Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your Gateway to Joy. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.